Blog Talk Radio.
We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.
We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.
Yeah.
Searching for hearts that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their own gift. Oh, he wants it all. And there's a God that won over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their own gift. Oh, he wants it all. Love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all, yeah. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all, yeah. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all, yeah. He wants it all, yeah. He wants it all day, he wants it all. And that's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their own. He said, oh, he wants it all. He said, love me with your own. He wants it all to stay. Serve me. Serve me with your eyes now. He wants it all to stay. Bow down. Let go of your eyes now. He wants it all to stay. He wants it all to stay. He wants it all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Everyone that's present now, we are exercising our dominion through corporate prayer tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. I just wanted to welcome everyone here right now. This is exercising your dominion through corporate prayer. Prayer is the engine that advances the kingdom. And I want us to be ready for to, you know, I'm going to go over something real quick tonight that God has given me. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. And that has been laying on me all day in my spirit, man. He says, if my people. Now, I don't know where this scripture is at. I meant to look the scripture up. I know where 2 Chronicles 7:14 is at. It talks about, I'm going to try to find it real quick. This is where I need to be starting at. While I'm looking for it, I'm going to introduce myself as Ambassador Odelia Jackson. And I am the host and speaker. The Holy Spirit will always be the teacher. And hopefully that others will join in prayer, interceding, and decreeing unto the Lord. And one of the things that I wanted to share tonight that's going on right before our face. And I don't know if you can see what's going on in the spiritual realm. Let me get to this scripture here so I can. I'm still busy talking on the other broadcast. I can get this. So I just want to welcome you all here. Thank you for being here. Whether you're on the archives, whether you're live right now, or Freaker. And I think it's in. Is it straight as the gate or narrow as the gate? So that's where I'm going at. I got straight as the gate. Trying to find it. Straight as the gate. I'm trying to find it so I won't misquote it. Okay, I seen it. Matthew 7. Let's go there. Matthew 7. I think it's. Okay, here it is. Matthew 7, verse 13. Let's start at 13. And it says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight, verse 14, is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and from there be that find it. No, and few there be that find it. My. So, it tells you going in verse 15, talk about the false prophets. Beware of the false prophets which comes to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raven wolves. 16, you shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistle? I'm going to stop right there. And all I can think about is what's going on this whole weekend with the papal gathering is at gate, okay? The straight gate, is the kingdom, okay? It's the kingdom. It's the will of God, the straight gate. Those who are the few that find it, okay? Few that find that. And it talks about the wide gate. And wide is, let me see where I see that at. Narrow is the gate which leadeth unto life. So that narrow gate, which is the kingdom, which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. And you'll see later on about how the few there be that find it. Beware of the false prophets, right? Now, where it says the why? It says in verse 13, enter in at the straight gate. It's telling you, scripture is telling us which gate to go in. And it says, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in there. And that's what I'm saying. I said many people, a lot of people going to the PayPal. You see all kinds of religion there, all kinds of religion. Kingdom is not a religion, okay? And the Bible is not a religious book. And so all I see is wide is the gate and broad is the way that's happening this weekend with the PayPal. Many religions, even people that call themselves to be Christians, you know, they're supposed to be born-again believers that won't even, that will argue you down if you start talking to them about the kingdom or avoid you, one or the other. Just wanted to share that. That's what I was saying. We'll get ready to pray in a minute, and then we're going to get on what we're doing tonight. The Bible tells us that if my people, 2 Chronicles 7, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. Let's bow in prayer. And I pray that you're praying too. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you once again as a group, in a corporate prayer, Lord, that as we seek you with our petitions and our intercessory prayers, interceding for others, we thank you, Lord, just for who you are. We want to take this time to just worship you and magnify your name and glorify you, Lord, our Savior, our God, our King, our Lord, our Master. When we come to you, Lord, and the narrow gate, Lord, straight gate, Lord God, that realizing that no man come unto the Father except through you. And so as we come before you, Lord, we know that you're our Father. We pray your will be done. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. That your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and be established through the preaching, teaching, and healing, Lord God. Let the gates of our lives, the city, be open for the King of Glory to come in. Hallelujah. Lord, you reign, clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. Lord, you are a great King above all gods. Let the heathens hear that the Lord reigns. Hallelujah. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Lord, you have prepared your throne in heaven and your kingdom rule over all. Let men bless the Lord in all places of your dominion, Lord. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. Let men speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. Let men know your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Let your kingdom come through deliverance. Yes, Lord. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in this region, Lord, in the regions of all your people, Lord God, wherever they may be. And that the regions with signs and wonders following. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your word said it would. Hallelujah. Father, we receive the kingdom because it's your good pleasure to give it to us. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. None like you, Lord. Let the righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be established in our lives. Let the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of the Lord and of his Christ. Let the saints possess the kingdom overthrow the wicked kingdom, Lord. Preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom. Let the sepulcher of your kingdom be released, Lord. Let the sepulcher of your kingdom be released, O God, even in the midst of all this look like it's going the other way. So we believe, Lord God. Stand, Lord God. Hallelujah. Have your way. We thank you that seeking your kingdom and your righteousness and all the other things that is added to us. We thank you, Lord God. Break in pieces and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion. Let all dominions serve and obey you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Oh, have your mighty way, Lord God. Oh, we're going to take a moment, Lord, just praising you and worshiping you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. None like you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. We thank you that everything is in control. It's in your control, Lord. Lord God, we believe that. It's in your control. Your word says these things would happen, Lord God. And so we trust you, Lord. We trust you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, but we acknowledge you in all our ways. That you would direct our path. So have your mighty way in our lives tonight, Lord God. That we would be the kings that you have, that you the kings that you have called us to be. That we would be rulers in the that reign in life, like your word says, Lord God. And that, Lord God, that we would stand mighty in spirit and hot and on fire for you, Lord God, in spite of all that we see and all that we hear. That we walk not by sight, but by faith. Hallelujah. We trust you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. There is none other like you, Lord. The one and only true and living holy God. Self-sufficient God. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name, O God. Majesty, kingdom authority unto you, O Lord. Have your mighty way in our lives, O God. That we would grow in the kingdom, that we would grow with the kingdom mindset, that we would grow, Lord, skillful in edifying and equipping the people with the kingdom message, Lord God. That your word, when your word go forth, it go forth with power and clarity, Lord. So have your way. That lives would be impacted. Oh, yes, Lord. That there would be a tsunami of kingdom birth. Hallelujah. That they didn't realize that you are the real, the true, living, and only holy God. You still have your way, Lord. Sovereign. Oh, Elion. Jehovah Nitzi. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that you are to us. But you are our Father. Hallelujah. The source of all our needs. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. Abba, Father, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we need forgiveness and cleansing. That if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, that we would humble ourselves, Lord. Have your way, Lord, in us, through us, Lord God. Humbling ourselves before you, seeking your faith, turning from wicked ways that you have not called us to, even if they are looking good or sounding good, but you have not called us to. Well, let us turn from the wicked ways, and then we'd be smack dead in the middle of the will of the Father. We'll have your way, Lord. Have your way. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Forgive us, O Father. We have sinned against you. We have turned, we have let the python come and squeeze prayer out of us. That prayer is a major part of our purpose, our assignment. Oh, it's the raw material of our assignment, Lord. Oh, I pray that the people of God would grasp this. how important it is for us to spend time in your presence. Spend time, Lord God, that we make time, Lord, that we make you first and make other things have to go around making you first. Oh, Lord, have your way. Help us get this priority. Give us, for our priorities has not been straight as far as prayer. It's just not just knowing our assignment, but we must pray. Have your way, Lord. It's a necessity, not an option for us, Lord. So I pray that my brothers and my sisters, that we grasp this. Lord, have your way. Have your mighty way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those who will receive this. That we will humble ourselves, repent, change our thinking about prayer. If we see prayer from the kingdom perspective. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We have to get there. We'll have your way, Lord. And Lord, I just sit here and I think about if we were all just humble ourselves, kingdom citizens, before you, then you would heal the land. Lord, you forgive us our sins and heal the land. You would hear us, first of all, and then forgive our sins and heal this land. If we just do it your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. We thank you. We thank you that your word spells it out how we should do it. Thank you, Lord. I pray the rest of us get it. I decree and declare so that we see it, that the eyes will be open to the kingdom perspective of prayer. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Have your mighty way. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whew. I had a prayer list tonight, and if anybody want to, you know, copy some of this down so when I'm finished, we can just keep on going. Just pray for the leaders. Got some leaders we need to be praying for. God would uproot and dismantle all the evil strongholds and deception that they participate in and bring them face to face with God, just as he did Paul. For those who are rejecting the kingdom, thinking it's a heresy or thinking that their thinking needs to be changed, and they'd be repentant. My. Continue to pray for the radio broadcasters that's preaching and teaching the kingdom. I know some of them are, you know, we're being attacked, you know, don't feel like doing it no more and wanting to. Don't stop and, you know, seek the Lord in prayer. God will give you energy. Amen. Keep going. Keep going. Pray that doors will continue to open so that the utterance of the mystery of the kingdom may be preached to every nation. There would be, these are prayer requests, that there would be teachable spirits, that when people hear the message of the kingdom, that they would, God will give them quick understanding, that they would get a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, so that as their vulnerable time is learning, hearing the message, because the enemy comes to snatch it, and that the ears to hear, God will give them God's instruction with understanding, that they have ears to hear God's instruction with understanding, that their hearts be like flesh, God's seed will land on good ground, and germinate and grow, that they'll be rooted and built and grounded in God's love and in his word. Amen. And words, that the word of God will dwell in each of us, including them, richly. Amen. That means we got to study. Delight ourselves in the Lord. Next one, willing to do the will of the Father. For it is he that willing us to will and do his good pleasure. And when they are converted, this is the new people. You got some people that's in the religious, you know, they're still in their religious system as an assignment. pray for them. And pray for our sister Patricia, who's in the religion. I remember being in the religious system as an assignment too, before God has got me out of there. It's a tough situation, but it's easy. It's tough and easy at the same time. You just want the people to get the message, and they're, you know, refusing it. And so pray that they are converted, and to strengthen, as they get converted, that they will strengthen their brother. Amen. And that we pray that their faith not fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's some of what I had. And when I open the lines, you can give me anything that you have. We intercede for others, people in different circumstances and situations, and how God will give us wisdom how to deal with that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Let me give you what God gave me to give out tonight, and then we will pray. You pray in the spirit. Pray, you know. It's all types of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let me give you what God gave me to give tonight. Amen. Let's do this. All right. So I was looking at that scripture of 2 Chronicles. If my people turn to 1 Peter 4:8, because I was thinking about all the stuff that we as royal priesthood could be doing. We give God a sacrifice that's acceptable unto Him, presenting our body to Him as a holy and acceptable unto Him, and that we give Him a sacrifice that's acceptable to Him, and that's what priest does. And so I was just thinking about 4:18, when the scripture talks about us. I think this one talks about us being scarcely saved. And now if we scarcely saved, and God is saying, if my people, that must be the reason why He's saying those things, because half the time there's some things in our life that we have not dealt with. You go 1 Peter 4. You get this. 18, and it says, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? My. So, and I was thinking about the righteous. As we have been going over righteousness, studying those things, and how all this stuff is just coming all together. Righteousness, this is one of the reasons why explains why so many believers struggle from day to day, pinching pennies, trying to make ends meet, but never seem to have enough with no peace or joy or contentment. They are out of alignment with their government, and their access to kingdom resources has been shut off. And so how can we be praying and interceding for others if we are out of alignment? That's why sin must be dealt with when you come praying for other people, okay? Because if a priest went in, and back in those days when they had ropes and bells around their ankles, so that if they didn't come out, if that bell didn't keep moving around, they would pull him out because he must be dead. Well, your sin, if you got sin in your life and trying to pray for somebody, nothing's going to happen, because the kingdom resources will be shut down because you're out of alignment. So that's the number one thing that needs to be learned and taught to the people of God. If the righteous, what is that? 1 Peter 4:18, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? My. So sin, I hope you know, interrupts our communication with God and shut down the flow of His resources to us. My. So you can be saying kingdom all you want, but if you got sin in your life, you have not taken dominion over some area in your life, then it shuts down the flow of the kingdom resource. So righteous position means keeping our hearts pure and clean. Uncorrupt by iniquity. Harbor no secret sins in our hearts. There will be nothing to give rise to visible sin. So purity of the heart is critical and indispensable key to abundant kingdom life. Amen? And we want that, especially when you're praying to God. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we got to stay close to that plumb life. Righteousness is a standard by which God will judge the world. So if we are already living and walking there, we are safe. Amen? By which God will judge the world. He's going to measure us on how we're walking in our kingdom lifestyle. And that's that plumb line. That plumb line God uses to measure whether or not righteousness is the plumb line. Okay? That's what God uses, whether or not our lives are true to plumb. Okay? So whereby we are out of alignment, the standard of measure cannot be adjusted. It reveals what has to be. Amen? So righteousness is very important. Let's look at James 5, verse 16. 5, verse 16. 16, I'm going to go to. Yeah. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. You hear that? That's where the healing begins, too. Being truthful. Confessing one to another. That you pray for one another, not talk about nobody, pray. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When we talked about the righteousness, it's the plumb line, that's what God measures us by. And if you have righteousness in your life, then that you wonder why people, if you don't have, if you're unrighteous, you wonder why the resources of the kingdom is shut off because of unrighteousness. So the prayer of a righteous man availeth much because he has access to the kingdom resources. Amen. And you see in this scripture here, this guy here, Elijah, was a man just like you and me, the same passion, and prayed earnestly that it might not rain. Only person that's unrighteous can do something like that. Amen. Unrighteous is shut off the kingdom resource. And when you praying as a righteous man or a righteous woman, prayer in Matthew 16:19 says that we have the keys of the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom is whether you what you allow and disallow. So make sure what you allow is in heaven. That it may be in earth too, right? And that whatever you disallow, make sure it's disallowed in heaven. Amen? Amen, amen. So let's go. So when I was praying and asking God, I said, look, what do you want me to, you know, I had something ready that I haven't been able to go back to lately. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to, you know, you can keep going and, you got your stuff all hooked up and ready, but you got to know what God wants because the people, he knows what the people need to hear. And so let's go to 2 Kings and give you what God gave me. 2 Kings, amen. And then I'm going to share with you what he gave me as I was studying it too, okay? Amen. Let's try this. Let's do this so we can get some time in prayer. Amen. And it's necessary to be to teach on prayer so that everyone that's praying or on this line or in the kingdom citizens in the kingdom perspective, that we all be speaking the same language, that we all thinking the same thing when we come to pray, not thinking about the food on the stove, not thinking about dumping all this stuff on God. We're not thinking about begging God, God, give me, give me, give me, and you know, stuff like that. We need to have the same mindset, decreeing and declaring. And there's some things in our life that we need to get straight so that we can get to that place. Amen. All right. First Kings. Give me a minute. Right there. 2 Kings 5. And so let's read a little bit. Starting from 1. This is about the cure of Naaman's leprosy. Now, Naaman, the captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by company and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his Lord, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy." And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he had rent his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me." And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent this clothes, thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy face shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, "Behold, I thought we will surely come out to me, or he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord and his God, strike his hand over the place and recover the leprosy." 12. "Are not Abana and I'm trying to pronounce these names, Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel?" My. He's trying to get help talking to the trash. "May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servant came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, would thou not have done it? How much rather than when he said to thee, 'Wash and be clean'? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. My, my, my. Stop right there. And so, when the Lord gave me this, I started thinking to myself, okay, Lord. You know, treating my family to sit there listening. I'm saying, okay. Now, I'm looking at the study. I'm saying, okay, Lord. Okay. What you got? If my people would humble themselves and childlike pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. My, my, my. I'm thinking about prayer. Stay with me because it'll come together in a minute. Prayer, the kingdom perspective, is not, you know, begging and you know, dumping stuff on God. He's talking about prayer, the kingdom perspective from, you know, when he says, turn from your wicked ways. That means we need to repent of the way that we see prayer. Because prayer should not be one of those things that we dread. We should be glad to come to God and spend time and commune with him. Submit. He means we got to submit. There needs to be a submission. The people, one of the things that I have put down for prayer that I was getting, and I see a whole lot, that people, they are arrogant. They're prideful. They you know, and the ignorance. You know, ignorance is the enemy of the church. So I'm not talking about a bill. I'm talking about the people. And there needs to be a submission. The people of God has not been submitted unto God in this prayer. We must repent of this. Change our thinking. The way we see things. The way we think about prayer. Because God is saying, then, after we seek him, humble ourselves, seek him in prayer, and turn from our wicked ways. And wicked ways is not wanting to submit to prayer. You know, most people don't believe that it's working because of all the stuff that we went through in the religious system, which was not working. Okay? Some of that stuff didn't work. We had the hit and miss in prayer. You know, and God answers where we was at, but we should be able to talk to God, and there should be some, you know, knowing that when we pray that we have what we have petitioned him for. Amen? Because we pray according to what? His will. My, my, my. So there's some arrogance, there's some pride, there's, you know, ignorance, okay, with us as a people of God. He's telling us to humble ourselves and pray. When he says turn from your wicked ways, he ain't saying that you laying around sleeping with somebody's wife or husband or you out doing drugs. You're not doing what's the will of the Father? That ain't got nothing to do with the will of the Father. The will of the Father is that he said, if my people would humble themselves and pray. And so look at this man named. Look at his, first of all, look, he coming for some help. And then he got a little funky attitude because he wanted to go in the water the way he wanted to go in the water. And then he wanted the prophet, Elisha, he had this thought. He said, I thought, if you look in verse, what verse was that? Because I had numbered these verses. You know, put this on here. He says, in verse 12. For that he was going to come out here and call on his God. Here you go. Verse 11. He says, but Naaman was wroth. He got mad. Because what did Elijah tell him in verse 10? He says, go and wash in Jordan 7 times. Okay? And thy flesh shall come again to thee. Now, how many times God has told us to go do something? And some of it is ignorance because a lot of people don't know that Matthew 6:33 is a commandment. It's a mandate commandment. And it says seek. That's a commandment. Seek. Seek ye first. Okay? So when he says in verse 5, he says that twice. In verse 5 of the chapter, he told him, go. The king of Syria said, go to and go, and I will send. That's another. That's one go. He went for that. Now down here, he says in verse 10, Elijah said, send him a message unto him saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be cleansed. And I put up a poster this afternoon saying that our recovery and our restoration, being restored back to what God originally intent, comes from when we submit, obey what the word of God is saying. And so this guy here don't realize that his recovery, restoration begins with submitting. He get mad in verse 11 and went away and said, behold, I thought, there you go with that, I thought, that's the problem. He would surely come out, that he was leaning to his own understanding. That's the way of man. It seemed right, but only lead to death. He says, he surely came out to me and stand. He said, I thought he was going to surely come out and stand and call on the God, his God, on the Lord, his God, and strike his hands over the. See how he already had a pre-thought of how things should go? See, he wanted to get healed on his terms. And that is what God is seeing with us. When we come to God, we want to come on his terms. On our terms, I mean. Not everybody, I'm speaking in general. We want to come on our terms. So that leaves you blinded too. You're blindsided by that thinking. Okay? That's wrong thinking. So you come to get healed, but you want to do it your way. That's not gonna work. If we're children of the king, we can't live the way we want on our terms. We have been bought with a price. We belong to him now. Now, a lot of people have been born again, but they're living like under the kingdom of darkness. My, you can't even tell that they're born again. Anyway, let's move on. So, as you can see, this guy has an attitude. He's arrogant. He wanted his way. Prideful. He don't want to go in that water. He want to go in the water he want to go in. Okay? And so that's a lot. I guess God was showing me that that's how we are. We don't want to do it this way. We want to do it our way. Okay? You know, you might not say it, but you'll do it that way. And God is watching. You know, you don't have to say, I ain't doing that, Lord. You just don't do it. The Lord see it. It's default. It's by default. Total rebellion. And rebellion is witchcraft. Okay? Amen. So let's look at this. I'm going to finish this right here. From 1 to 2, and verses 1 to 3, I mean, it talks about rediscovering the way that we rediscover our purpose, our divine purpose, true identity, and destiny is when Matthew 6:33 tells you, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's like when he's telling this man to go. Go and dip in the water. God is saying, go and seek the kingdom first and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added. As you seek the kingdom, you're going to rediscover your true identity, your purpose, your assignment, the reason why you're here in the earth. And your destiny demands the diligence in seeking the kingdom. That's how you, the more you seek the kingdom, first of all, you ain't even going to see, you can't even see the kingdom until you start seeking it. Only those who seek the kingdom will see it. Right? Well, if this man didn't go dip in that water 7 times, like he said, he would have never been healed. He would have never been healed. He wouldn't have gotten that water he wanted to get in. Okay, that's not what the instruction you got. And God says, if my people would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then, turn from your wicked ways first, then will he hear from heaven. Forgive our sins and heal the land. Now, all creation is groaning and moaning. I was thinking about this earlier, about before I started the broadcast. Okay, he's going to heal the land when we, humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, turn from our wicked ways. Then he'll hear from us, forgive our sins, and heal the land. And there's a scripture in the New Testament talks about how all of creation is groaning and moaning. And it's waiting, I'm paraphrasing that, waiting for mankind, the sons of God, that's us, to get in our rightful place. And one of the ways you're going to get there is through seeking God in prayer, humbling ourselves before him. My. So if this Naaman did never get in that water and humble himself, he at first he was mad and all puffed up, right? Indignant. One of his servants spoke to him and said, try to give him some reasoning, if he would have said this and did this great thing, what you have done. And then after that little talk, then he came to life, okay? Then he got what he came for. My. But a lot of people don't want nobody to tell them what to do, and they're going to find out on their own way. And they've been doing it this way so long, and I don't want to change nothing, okay? I hear people say, if it ain't broke, don't be trying to fix it. They don't even know it's broke, okay? So that's what God gave me, this naming thing tonight. And for people to be cleansed, for people to be delivered, we got to do what God says. Ain't nobody going to get cleansed. Ain't nobody going to get delivered. Ain't nobody going to get healed. We are not doing what God says. We said 1 Peter 4:18. Where were the people going to go if we are scarcely saved? Where are the people going? Who are they going to come to if we're scarcely saved? So we got to be right. When people come to us, how can we intercede? How can we deliver people? That's what we're supposed to be doing. When he sent the disciples out, he told them to preach the kingdom. Heal the sick, not pray for them. He said, heal them. And he said, cleanse the lepers. Okay? We're supposed to be cleansing lepers. Okay? And casting out demons. But we got to be right for to have access to heaven. Heaven is waiting. We got a whole warehouse up there, a heavenly warehouse in it. I don't know how big that is, but it must be very vast, because we serve a great and great big God, okay? Bigger than we can imagine. And so this is God was just sharing with me, so he told me to give this to you. Amen. Amen. So one of the things I wanted to share from the different notes, as he said in verse 10, he told him to go and dip. Well, when Jesus tells us to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, we need to be doing that so we can discover who our identity, so we can be restored back to our what God originally intended for mankind. Amen? So the recovery and restoration begins with us submitting to this mandate commandment, just as Naaman needed to do so that he can be healed of the leprosy. And then in verse 11, it says, I wrote down, many don't know that it's a mandate. So, and then when they discover that it's a mandate, they want to do it on their terms. But they don't work like that. It's God's term, not man's term. You got to remember, the way of a man seem right, but the end thereof is death. That's what Proverbs 14:12 says. But if my people were called by my name, this is God's term. will humble themselves and pray, turn, seek his face, and turn from their wicked ways. Okay? He says, and then will I hear from heaven. You have to have that plumb line, righteousness. You got to be in alignment with him. Then will I hear from heaven. Forgive their sins and heal their land. My, my, my. Come on. So man's terms. If we go man's terms, we're going to miss our deliverance. If Naaman would have went the way he wanted to go, to the war that he wanted, he thought was better. You know, we think that way. Matthew 6:33. Oh, that little girl. So we done read that 100 times, millions of times. Out of my 50 years of being saved, and I ain't never know there was no commandment. And so I know I've been coming here for 50 years. I've been saved for 50 years. Okay. But your turn, you're going to miss. On your turn, you're going to miss your deliverance by not obeying what that scripture says. It's like Naaman would have missed his deliverance if he did not go and do exactly what the prophet said. Now, many of us, I was looking at this in a different way too, that many of us have gone to people and shared the kingdom with them, and people will not submit. They don't want to submit because they've been saved so many. They don't want to admit that they've been doing it the wrong way. They don't want to repent and change their way or their thinking because of the pride and the arrogance and ignorance. So we're going to meet people like that. It's like throwing out the net. We're going to speak the kingdom. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Those are the parables is for the crowd. The revelation is for the disciples. We're casting out the net. When we preach the kingdom, not everybody's not going to do it. And so we look at it from that way too. But we can still be like that servant that says, now, if somebody would have told you to do it that way, it's some great thing, what would you have done? You would have done it, right? So why don't you go and see? Why don't people go and see? Well, we're telling them, we're giving them the scriptures and see if it's so, like the Bereans did. Amen. And so let's pray that people do that. Let's pray that people mind, that they get to the end of themselves. Let's pray that they come to the end of themselves and they say, got to be more to this life than this. Man. You know? That it got to be more to life than after the Pope leaves than this. We're going to wait 100 years for Pope come back? My, my, my. So choosing, when you choose your own way of going to, you said, how you want to be delivered, like he was trying to do. Don't be like them people in Matthew 7:21 saying, did not do this. He's going to say, depart from me, because I never knew you. Why? Because you did not do the will of the Father. He gave you the gift, so he ain't impressed by the gift, because I gave you that gift. But are you doing with that gift the will of the Father? What did the Father say? No, no, no. So that's that man's own way of getting to heaven, okay? You know, it didn't work. That's that mindset. That mindset thinks. Matthew 4:17 says when Jesus began his ministry, kingdom, he says, repent. Let me change the way you think. Change what you think and the way you think, because the kingdom of God is present now. So don't lean to your own understanding. Okay, seek the kingdom like he said. Pray like he said, because after you just seek the kingdom, some people think they don't have to pray. It says, humble yourself. If my people, that's what the word says, are you his people? We got to humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, that he would, then he will hear. Then he will hear from heaven. Forgive the sins and heal the land. Amen. Amen. And that was something like what Naaman went through. He had to go through these few steps here. That means submit. He had to submit. When I look at this whole thing, it was submission to be healed. My. That's how he got healed. And that's how we get healed. The eyes will be healed when you seek the kingdom first. Your ears will be healed. Then the word of God will be coming together like a puzzle. And then you start seeing the revelation of this kingdom. My. The prayer is a very important. Once you know who you are in the kingdom, prayer is a major part of your assignment. It's the raw material of your assignment. Because if you lean to your own understanding, that means you're not trusting in the Lord with all your heart. And then you're not getting any of your direction from God. You're doing the same thing as man's own way of getting to heaven. Or man's own way of doing his assignment. Nope. You're going to fail. You better seek the Lord. Amen. And I want nobody to fail. Amen. I'm just sharing, the pros and the cons. Amen. Amen. All right. So we're going to open the line and see if anybody got any prayer, petitions, any comments. And we'll go from there. Lines are open. Amen. So I had some. Earlier I gave out some. Prayer requests on my prayer list of things that we could pray for, interceding for others, family members, children, neighborhoods, communities, and the people that will hear this message of the kingdom. My. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. And this prayer broadcast started when God telling me to start it up. And I was saying, Lord, anybody want to pray, And I'm like, anybody want to pray, Lord? Anybody want to pray? Because it was a while I was over here by myself for a long time, but I was thinking about a year, okay? And I'm like, okay, Lord, anybody want to pray? But he told me to keep going. And then as I kept going, I started seeing that when God taught the disciples, asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. And Matthew 6 shows us the guidelines of how we ought to pray to the Father. And as I was doing this, I said, okay, this whole thing, while I was doing it, it had a different spin on the way we prayed in the religious system. And now we're praying in the kingdom perspective. My. And the kingdom perspective is really just praying God back his word for whatever circumstance and situation that there is. Because the word of God is the will of God. And so that's how we ought to pray. Only thing about praying in the religious system, we was asking God for all this stuff. When he told us not to worry about nothing, he says, if you seek my kingdom first and his righteousness, all the other things are going to be added. So if we're seeking about his business, kingdom business, as ambassadors, interceding for others, praying for circumstances, situations. Yes, we got family members. We got community problems and things that's going around us that we ought to be interceding for as royal priests. That's what royal priests are. God's intercessors. That's part of our identity as the royal priesthood, as ambassadors. So that's one of the things that we do. Amen. So, amen. Anybody have any comments, prayer? Request, Father, we ask that you deliver our leaders that are to have your sheep. I don't know if I should say hostage, but that has your sheep. Pray for those leaders that would refuse to teach the kingdom. Deliver our leaders from evil, Lord. Uproot and dismantle all evil strongholds and deception that they participating in, and bring them face to face with you as you did Paul. Let them repent of their sins and seek to be renewed in their understanding and the kingdom and the will of the Father and preaching and teaching your kingdom. Have your way, Lord God. We pray for those who are on the bleachers, Lord God, that you would cause them to come to the end of themselves, that they would seek you first in your kingdom, Lord God, that they will hunger and thirst after righteousness, Lord God, that they will be sick and tired of the old religious way. Well, have your way. We pray that the doors will continue to open so that the utterance of the mystery of your kingdom be preached to every nation, that there would be that when your message is preached, that there will be teachable spirits, Lord God, that hearts will be open and not closed. We pray for hunger and thirst after righteousness, that the ears, they will have ears to hear your instruction with understanding, Lord, so the enemy will not snatch what has been sown. We pray for the hearts to be like flesh, kingdom message, that it will land on good ground and germinate and grow. That it will take root and be built up in the love of God and in your word. We pray for the word of God that will dwell in all of us richly, Lord, and that we would know how to skillfully teach and preach your word. So have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for answer prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray that those who are, when they are converted, that they will go and strengthen their brothers, that as they're being edified and equipped, that they will be deployed to strengthen their brother. And we pray that their faith will not fail. Hallelujah. Let the leaders and people who walk in darkness in our nation see the light, and let your light shine upon those in the shadow of darkness. Let your government and peace continually increase in our nation, Lord. Let your glory be declared among our people, and your people, Lord, and your wonders in our nation. Raise up godly leaders in our land who will lead your people in integrity and righteousness. May the families of our people be blessed and praise your great and awesome name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thy will be done. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mama, Mama. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Have your way. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I cover up our families and church with the blood of Jesus Christ, and I ask for giant warriors to protect us. I break down, undam, destroy, and blow up all walls of protection around all wizards and Satanists, sorcerers and psychics and the like. I release the fire of God, the blood of Jesus, and destroy the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, blood, sacrifices, and demonic fastings. I release the fire of God, the blood of Jesus, and destroy the power of all psychic prayers, thoughts and projections, power, warfare, portals, all witchcraft, all natural artifacts of witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, all manipulations and mind control. I release the fire of God, the blood of Jesus, and destroy the power of all jinx, potions, bewitchment, death, destruction, sickness, pain, torment, prayer chains, incense, and candle burning. I release the fire of God, the blood of Jesus, and destroy the power of all incantations, chantings, blessings, voodoos, crystals, roots, eggs, and counsel, all curses being sent to us in our families, our churches, in any deliverance ministry way. I return it and the demon to the sender hundredfold, and I bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. I cut and burn their ungodly civil cord and ley lines in the name of Jesus. I now fill up their powers within themselves so that they cannot use them against anyone, and that their works are destroyed now in the hope that their soul might be saved for the glory of God. I release the love of God to them in the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, release your glorious power against the enemy. Scatter him in the name of Jesus. Lord, power and might are released from your hand, and you rule over your enemies in the name of Jesus. The power of your anger is released against the power of darkness in the name of Jesus. I release the power and authority of the Lord now. Hallelujah. Now I release them against all demons I encounter in the name of Jesus. I am delivered from the power of Satan unto God through the blood of Jesus. Lord, you divide the sea and destroy marine spirits through your power in the name of Jesus. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The power of darkness in the city submit to your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you display your awesome power so that men will believe. We are amazed at your power, God. Lord, release your power and healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Lord, release your powerful voice in the name of Jesus. Lord, your great power is released through your apostle and prophet in the name of Jesus. Lord, signs and wonders and miracles are released by the power of the Holy Spirit. I preach and teach by the demonstration of the Spirit and power in the name of Jesus. Your power works in me. Lord, release your power or angel now on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens in the name of Jesus. Lord, release the power of Elijah through your prophets in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I am willing in the day of your power in the name of Jesus. Have your mighty way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The Assyrian is broken in my land. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I crush in pieces the gate of brass and cut the bars of iron. I destroy every yoke from off of our neck, and I burst all the bonds in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I crush them with the rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the arm of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the teeth in their mouth, oh God. Destroy the teeth of the young lion. The oppressor is crushed to pieces in the name of Jesus. I command the arm torn, foundation and bones of the wicked be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. I command the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of Babylon be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. I crush in pieces the horse and the rider in the name of Jesus. I crush in pieces the chariots and the riders in the name of Jesus. I crush in pieces the captains and the rulers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your word out of my mouth is a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces in the name of Jesus. Every wall erected by the enemy against my life and the life of God's people is destroyed now in the name of Jesus. I destroy every altar erected by the enemy against our life in the name of Jesus. I command the idols and imagery of the city be destroyed by your power, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, I break and dissolve every demonic covenant made by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank you that it's done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we have the victory in you. Hallelujah.
Glory.
We have the victory already. Hallelujah. We win. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for the perspective that we win. We got the victory already.
Hallelujah.
We stand, Lord, in the gap for others, Lord God. We pray that your will be done. Your kingdom come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless your name, oh God. Bless your name. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing, Lord God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Your will be done. In our lives, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify you. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us as we repent, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, you have cast out the prince of this world and defeated him. Jesus, you spoil principalities and made a show of them. I bind the prince of the power of the air in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke Beelzebub, the prince of I bind the principalities and powers in our region in the name of Jesus. I command the principality to come down in the name of Jesus. Lord, release your warrior angels against the demonic prince. Smite the prince as the days of old. Bring the iniquity of every profane prince to an end and remove the diadem from his neck, from his head. Lead the prince away. Spoil, overthrow the mighty. Make the noble like Orem and like Zeb, and all their princes like Ziba and Zamana. Pour content upon the demon princes. Cut off the spirit of princes. I rebuke and bind all princes that will speak against us. I rebuke and bind all princes that will persecute us. Bring the princes to nothing. Punish the princes with your power, Lord. Oh, have your mighty way, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you that you have power above all power. Hallelujah. All power belongs to you, God. Oh, have your way. Oh, Lord, break the head of the dragon in the water. Cut off the head of every hydra in the name of Jesus. Break the head of Leviathan, the Leviticus. Break and punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, eating Leviathan, the crooked serpent, with your sword, great and strong sword. Slay the dragon that is in the sea. I break all curses of pride and Leviathan from our life in the name of Jesus. Rip the scale of Leviathan. Break the strength of Leviathan's neck. Break the strong heart of Leviathan and crush it to pieces. Break the teeth of Leviathan and pluck the skull out of his mouth. I put a hook in Leviathan's nose, a cord around his tongue, and I pour a thorn
in his jaws. Lord, you rule the sea and
thank
the waters
God.
By your strength. Do not
thank
let any
God.
Evil waters overflow our lives.
Thank
the channels of waters are seen at your rebuke. Rebuke all pride and arrogant demons that are cursed. I bind every sea monster that would attack our life or region in the name of Jesus. Bring down the haunting demons by your power. Bring down the pride demons that have exalted themselves against your people. Scatter the proud and the imagination of their heart. God,
yes,
you resist the proud. You, your power is against the high ones who have rebelled against you. Let not the foot of pride come against us. Break the crown of pride. Break Rahab and
Lord,
as one that is slain. Scatter your enemies with your strong arm. Let no Leviathan oppress us. Oh, Lord, remember a reward to Leviathan. Raise up a watch over Leviathan. Let not the proud waters of our soul, let it not go over our soul. I rebuke and destroy every trap that the enemy has set for us. Let the proud spirit stumble and fall. Break the pride of Leviathan's power.
Awake.
Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. I command the helpers of Rahab to bow before the Lord.
My God.
Let not the foot of pride come against us. I strip the scale of Leviathan and take away his armor. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, Leviathan. Smite Leviathan with your understanding. Look at Leviathan and bring him low. Tread him down in his high place. Rebuke the bulls of Bashan. Let the mighty be spoiled. Let the oaks of Bashan howl. Bring your people from Bashan. Bring your people from the depths of the sea. Smite the Bashan in the kingdom of Ab. I bind and cast out all mind control spirits of the octopus and the squid in the name of Jesus. Let the waters of the sea be dry and destroy every spirit of Leviathan in the name of Jesus. I dry up your river, your sea, and your spring. I call forth a drought upon Leviathan's water in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance of all spirits of mind control. Thank you, Lord. All bless your name. Help us, Lord, that we are those things that have our mind, that we lose interest, that we lose interest in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, that we have a greater desire. Hallelujah, for the things of God. Then the sensual pleasures of this world. Have your mighty way in us, Lord. Take the taste out of our mouth, the desire out of our heart, oh God. There we want nothing else but what you have for us. So have your way. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have dominion over those things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Praise your name, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Speak to all of us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Turn the hearts of your people. Oh, yes, Lord. Turn your heart. Turn the hearts towards you, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. That's the mighty way. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God.
Yes, Lord. Have your way. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You want to pray? Go ahead and pray. pray. We can all pray. That's Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless the holy name, Lord. Oh, glory to God, Lord.
Oh, amen.
We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we
rejoice,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Those that embody. Let them say they are free tonight. Thank
yes.
you for freedom.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for freedom, God.
Thank you.
Freedom, 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 Lama.
Yes,
freedom,
Lord.
Freedom, freedom, freedom.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Lord.
Yes.
Free to praise you, God. Free to pray to you, God.
Yes,
free
Lord.
To worship you, God.
Hallelujah.
You're free indeed, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Thank
yes.
you.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name,
thank
Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just rely on dormant, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we could give you the glory, God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
Yes,
thank
we do.
You, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
That prayer is a work of hallelujah, that we are used for your glory, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Oh, bless your name. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You. That's, praise his name. Holy name. Holy,
thank
holy, holy.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord God Almighty,
glory.
Which was and is and is to
come on earth.
Yes.
Your kingdom come in us, oh God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Your kingdom come in our churches, Lord.
Yes.
Let your kingdom come in our communities, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Let your kingdom come in our homes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, your kingdom come in the schools, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
In
yes,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, your amen. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it
yes.
is in heaven, O God. We thank
yes.
you for it, God. That's
your
we
kingdom.
Thank you for it.
Yes.
We thank you for it. Your kingdom, your oh. kingdom, your
yes.
reign, your rule, God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God, and we won't be deceived anymore, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
We bind the spirit of deception, oh God.
Yes, we bind,
we bind the spirit of deception, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name
oh
of
God.
Jesus. Yes.
Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Have your way in our lives, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Strengthen
yes.
us on every hand, Father God. Strengthen those, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Feeling weak and depressed and oppressed, oh God. Strengthen them, Jesus.
Yes.
Strengthen you right now, Father.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Heal them up, Lord God, where they're torn down, Father.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for your peace and your joy.
Yes, Lord. We thank you.
In
hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Can't thank you enough,
in
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We can't thank you enough. We don't have tongues. We couldn't thank you enough.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So many wonderful things about you, Lord God.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Many wonderful things about you. Thank you.
But I pray that people will come to the active governing rule of your kingdom, Lord, that the power of Satan will be broken off of their lives. Oh, have your
yes.
way, Lord.
Amen.
That you would just surrender and submit in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. There is no other way.
Have your way,
God. Oh, yes, Lord. Give us grace as we have to watch people come to the end of themselves, so they submit to your will, to your way, Lord. Give us the grace. We thank you, Lord God, for that grace.
Grace
with strength and love that is tough, Lord God. That tough love with mercy. And so I pray, Lord, you continue to have your way in our lives, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for the guidance
and
revelation of your kingdom. We thank you for your loving us with an everlasting love, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord God.
Worship and adore you, God.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes,
Lord.
Let our lives glorify you, Lord. Lord, have your way.
Hallelujah. Hear our petition, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In your name, we pray. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank Hallelujah.
Yes. If nobody else want to pray, Rhonda open if you want to pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We got a little more time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
All your sons and your daughters from the east and from the west. We call your sons and daughters from the north and from the south, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
If we get in our rightful place, if we get in alignment with you, Lord.
Yes.
We be smack dead in the middle of your will. So we ask you, Lord, what you want us to do. Have your way, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, you worship and adore you, God.
Yes, Lord.
We bow down before you, God.
Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Humbling ourselves before you. There's no other way. Yes, Lord, thank you. And when we come up, strong. Mighty.
Yes. So we
representing the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
to God.
Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Well, if nobody else is going to pray, we're going to thank you for helping me pray, sister. I'm not going to belabor. Amen. And I'm not going to belabor anymore. I'm going to close out and thank everybody for being here. I know some people are still learning, or they might can't talk at work because they might be at work, or they can't talk out loud where they're at. But thank you for being here, and we just continue to learn and pray and seek the Lord and humble ourselves before Him, so that He would forgive sin and heal the land. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So I'm going to say good night. Thank you all for attending. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you. Stay encouraged.
Okay.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.